now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. I am Pastor Roland, and I'm going to have a very good program for you today. Now, here I am, and I incidentally welcome all of you who are new listeners. You're always new listeners coming aboard. Welcome all of you in Riverside, San Bernardino, and Los Angeles, probably over in Palm Springs, and all over the place, all over the Southland, all over the Inland Empire. I am a pastor. There are very few, very, very, very few Talk to a Pastor programs. And this is one. See, what I do, now look, I'll tell you what I do. First of all, I answer questions. I have a website called Talk to a Pastor Online. And there I actually talk to people or chat with them via, you know, texting. I have a very, very nice website where you can actually pose a question to me right there. And people have come in from all over the world. I have questions coming in from Africa, from Romania, from Europe, from Canada, from the United States, from France, from South America, from Brazil, from various places around the United States. People have questions. You see, ladies and gentlemen, times are tough. Things are getting a little dicey. And when times are tough and when things get dicey, people begin to have questions that they want to have answered. Now, the reason why they don't ask the questions all the time is because they're too comfortable. You've heard of the term the comfort zone? Well, when things are going well, then we get into a comfort zone. When we're in our comfort zone, we don't search for answers. When things start to go a little bit wrong, when we have questions and issues and family problems and health problems and relationship problems and work problems and finance problems and mental problems and emotional problems, and we start to ask questions, we begin to seek. And for those who seek sincerely and for those who really want to know the truth, then having somebody like me is a very valuable thing, very valuable indeed. Now, I'm a very special pastor because I focus on the internet and the radio. I do not have a church. I don't work for a church. I do not get a salary. I do not get one penny from anybody other than a few wonderful people who might send me a little something, and there are very few of those anymore. Very few. Things have dwindled. As the years have gone by, I've been on the air now for 21 years, things have dwindled. And there are many reasons for it, but never mind the reasons. The point is, things have dwindled. So here I am. I'm, you know, keeping the whole thing going with baling wire and duct tape. And I don't know how I do it, but I'm still here answering questions after all these years. But the beautiful part is that after all these years, I now have a lot of experience. See, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I grew up in Utah. That's right, I was born in Wyoming, grew up in Utah. Went to San Francisco to go to school, to go to college. I had a scholarship. I worked very hard in high school, got a scholarship. Went to a very fine university in San Francisco, got a bachelor's degree, went to work. Had a couple of odd jobs and then landed a good job with a railroad. And I worked for the railroad for many years. Then I ended up getting a master's degree teaching classes at university, and I began teaching classes, and I taught classes for, well, on and off for 20 years. And then along the way, well, it looks like I'm running a little short on time here. Then along the way, I had my wake-up call at age 39. Age 39, just when I was turning 40. That seems to be an age when a lot of people begin to have a wake-up call. I'll tell you about my wake-up call and what I've done since then after this announcement.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation, commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pastor Roland. Now, why am I here? Well, because people have questions. People have questions and they need answers. And they're not getting the answers, I'm sorry to say. They're not getting the answers. Or they may be getting the answers, but the people that have the answers don't really know for sure. People who give answers maybe give the wrong answers, or they give partial answers, or they give technically correct answers, but they don't have a good spirit. So most people are lost sheep. The blind leading the blind, as it says in the Bible. We're lost sheep and we've gone astray. And, you know, if you go to look for an answer somewhere, you're likely to run into some bureaucracy or something which won't have answers for you. It won't have real answers. It'll have symptom removal. See, if you go to the bartender, well, he'll give you a drink and another drink and another drink. If you go to the prostitute, you're lonely and you want love, she'll give you a kind of a love, but it's not real love. See? If you go to the drug dealer, well, he'll give you his drugs. That's his form of love. See? If you go to the pharmacy, to the pharmacologist, well, he'll give you pills, he'll give you his drugs. Okay, you got two kinds of drugs. You got legal drugs and illegal drugs. Both are powerful. Both have side effects. See, that's their love. That's their love. You go to the psychiatrist, he'll give you pills. He'll give you mind-altering, brain-disabling. See, that's what Peter Bragan says. Peter Bragan is a psychiatrist, a medical doctor and a psychiatrist, and a very nice man. And he's studied the psychotropic or psychiatric drugs for a long time. That's what he says. So you're going to go to different people and you get different kinds of love. But after they give you their love, see, you need entertainment, you go to the casino, they have a kind of a love for you too, don't they? They entertain you and so on. You go to the entertainer, you go to the rock concert, you go to the ball game, you turn on the television. They all have some sort of love for you. Yes, they'll meet your needs, they'll take care of you, they'll give you another drink, another pill, another distraction, some more symptom removal. But afterwards, what do you find then? You find that you're drained, you're spent, you've been used, you've been lied to, you've been deceived, and you find that you have become addicted or dependent upon their love offering. So you basically become enslaved. See? You become enslaved. What is it? What did Christ say? He said, all who sin are slaves. All who sin are slaves. See? Now, how do we sin? We sin by doubting what we know in our heart. We sin by not believing what we know in our heart. And we sin by resenting and hating other people. See? And we sin by not doing the right thing. When the little decision point comes, which there are millions of them in our lives, little tiny decision points where we could do the right thing Or we could do the face-saving thing. We could do the thing that appeals to our selfish advantage, see? And at the time, when you look at it egotistically, it seems like the thing that appeals to your selfish advantage is the right thing. But then later you find out that it wasn't. In the long run, you find out it was the wrong thing. See? So we go to people and we ask for symptom removal. That's what most of us want. We want symptom removal, and they give us what we want. See, we don't want truth. We want symptom removal. But like I said, that when times get tough, and we start to have more and more problems, we keep going for our symptom removal. We keep getting their brand of love. See? And then you wake up one morning and find out that you're in very, very bad shape. You're worse off now than you were before you went to get their love. Now what? So now you begin to search for real answers. You begin to look for real answers. Well, where will you look? Where will you look for real answers? Who will tell you the truth? Who has the kind of love, see, who has the kind of love that can rescue you from your abyss? The kind of love that can rescue you from your addictions and your side effects and your discontinuation syndrome and your post-traumatic stress disorder and the various messes that you've gotten yourself into. See, while you were accepting the love, while you were accepting the love from the person at the office with whom you had an affair, the love from the bartender, the love from the drug dealer, the love from the drug pusher, the love from the sporting industry, the love from the music industry. See? While you were accepting their love, the entertainment industry, the bartender. See? Not to mention, all the fast food things. The food and the substance and the chemicals that they put in the food, their form of love. While you were accepting their love, things deteriorated. Things deteriorated, see? And then you wake up, you find out that you're worse off. And meanwhile, your family has deteriorated. Your relationships have deteriorated. Undoubtedly, your health has deteriorated. Your finances have deteriorated. And you're worse off than you were. So who has the kind of love that you have been lacking? See? And I'm not saying that there aren't some nice people that mean well. Yes, they mean well. And as far as, doing a little this and that for you, that's well and good. And of course, we can have a nice boyfriend or girlfriend or a nice husband and wife, a nice partner, and they mean well, perhaps. And they're nice to you and provide companionship and so on. Or you might have a nice pet cat or pet dog and it provides companionship. I mean, these are all nice. But something is missing. Where is the love that will set you free? See? Where is the prince to come along to give you the kiss that will awaken you from your sleepwalk? I shall be right back after this important announcement.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pastor Roland, and I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. See, what you need is a wake-up call. Now, look, we all get wake-up calls, but the problem is you wake up. You know, something goes wrong big time with our relationship or with our health or something. We have a wake-up call. Then we wake up, we make some changes. See, things are better for a while, but then what happens? We start to slip back into the old patterns again, and we start to fall asleep again. You know how it is? It's like losing weight. You look at yourself one day and you realize that you're way too heavy, so you lose weight. You have a wake-up call. So you start exercising and dieting and so on and so forth. Maybe you lose a whole bunch of weight, and you look good and you feel good. But then what happens often? A lot of times you start slipping back into the old patterns. See? And those things that you nibble on, those potato chips and the extra candy or the extra donut or whatever it is, those things that once again lead you back to being heavy, heavier than what you'd like. Those things seem to love you, don't they? The candy seems to love you. The donuts seem to love you. Whatever it is that you enjoy eating, it seems to love you. But you find that it betrays you. And it comforts you. See, it comforts you, but comfort puts you to sleep. You see what I mean? It's like somebody wakes up in the middle of the night and they hear a noise banging around. See, and then they just pull the covers over their head. Or they wake up and they're... It's like somebody once said, what if you wake up and your house is on fire and just pull the covers over your head? You see what I mean? So all these little comforts that we have, the music, the entertainment, the drugs, see, the marijuana, the alcohol, they're all little comforts, but they put you to sleep so that you don't really get better, so that you don't really wake up and find the answer, the real answer. See? So they all smile. All the entertainment people and the music people and the sports people, they put on their extravaganzas for you, their concerts for you, their games for you. And on television, you have all the analysts endlessly analyzing the ball games and so on and so forth. And then you have the manicurists and the masseuses and all these people. They all have smiling faces. Of course, they take your money. They give you very little, very, very little. But they take your money and they comfort you. And one day you wake up and find out that things are really bad, and you weren't aware that things were so bad because you had been sleepwalking because of all of their comforts. And you wake up one day and you see them for what they are. They're just using you to line their pockets. See, or build their own ego up, or in some way, but they don't have real love. See, real love sets you free. Real love sets you free. Okay, it doesn't addict you. It doesn't make you dependent. It doesn't degrade you. It sets you free. So, ladies and gentlemen, what you need is the Prince of Peace. That's right. You need the Prince of Peace. You need Christ. He leads you to God. But as soon as I say that, I know that what has happened to many of you is that you have fallen into the hands of the organized religions. Now, please don't think that I'm knocking Christians, because I am a Christian and I love Christians, and most of the Christian people are nice. Not all of them, of course, but most of them are. And what they say is really true. But the problem is that most of them haven't really found it, but they talk about it, see, and they sing about it, and they study it, and they feel like they found it, but something is still missing. So it's another comfort. It can be another comfort, another distraction. I shall be right back. My name is Pastor Roland.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pastor Roland. Now, I have answers. A lot of people are chatting with me at my website. And I have two levels of service at my website. I have the first flight, our first flight service, which is professional pastoral counseling. Professional pastoral counseling. And I do it through LivePerson, which is a very nice community of experts. They provide all the technical stuff, so all I have to do is chat or talk on the phone. Either chat by texting or talking on the phone or by email. I can provide professional pastoral counseling. Go to my website. And then I have a second level of service, which is basically free chat, which is available sometimes. I try to make it available on Sunday, and I try to make it available a couple hours a day, most days. And what that is for, well, if you have a quick question for a brief answer, I'll give a brief answer to a quick question about religion or about, you know, about something that you would ask a pastor. Now, it's not counseling. It is giving a little answer for educational purposes. So you have your choice. You can either get a quick answer, or maybe you have a question about my book, or when I'm available, or about the professional counseling. You know, you can ask any question, or you could ask a little question about the Bible or something. I'll give you a quick answer. Okay? So that is really cool. How many pastors do that? So you have a lot of churches, you have a lot of pastors, you have a lot of big organizations. And they do have big churches, but a lot of people don't go to a church. A lot of people don't want to go to a church. See? They're at home. They want to be home. They have to be home. They don't want to go travel. But they would like some answers. They'd like to talk to a real life person, a real pastor. And they want to talk to a senior pastor. Or maybe they don't even want to talk to a pastor, but they want to talk to a caring person, a spiritual caregiver, or someone who's been giving advice for a long time, like over 20 years, and has common sense, see, and who cares, and who is there, and who is available 7 days a week, see? So you don't have to travel from the convenience of your home. You can ask a question, get answers. You can get professional counseling online through LivePerson. Now, you can't ask for more than that. Now, so I don't have a church, but look, I'm making myself available. A lot of pastors do have a big church. They get a salary. They have a big church. And you go to their website, and it's very impressive. But you can listen to their sermons. You can read things. And you might be able to talk to some volunteer. You don't know who they are, some faceless person at the telephone bank. But some people have real questions about life and about religion, about God, about Christ, about relationships. See, I talk about relationships all the time, and I understand it, see, from a very basic, down-to-earth perspective, and also from, frankly, from a Christian perspective. I can talk about relationships and about marriage, see, and about healing relationships and avoiding divorce. So here I am. I'm a very valuable resource. I'm making myself available to folks in the Southland and the Inland Empire. Please take advantage. Now, I mean, don't take advantage. I mean, take advantage of the service. You know what I mean? Well, now you got to get my website. You got to get the address so you can go there. The address is www.mycounseling.com. mypastorchat.com. MYPASTORCHAT, mypastorchat.com.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed today's little wake-up call. I'm not Prince Charming that kissed Snow White to awaken her, but maybe my words can awaken some of you, and maybe you'll go to my website, mypastorchat.com, www.mypastorchat.com, and check it out. Now, not only can you talk to me there, but there's lots of resources, great blog posts to read, articles to read, audio to listen to, a wonderful meditation we have to help you to calm down. A lot of us need to calm down and de-stress. Have a nice meditation. Go to mypastorchat.com. Mypastorchat.com. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.